This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem. Baruchim haba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Ksubah, Daf Samach, Aleph, Amud Beis. We begin two lines from the bottom, Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, Ameimar Umar Zuch Rav Rav Ashi. Ameimar, Marzuch and Rav Ashi, Havakoyos, Yapischa, Debe Igzer Malka, was sitting by the entrance of the palace of the king. Chalif Azal Aturniga de Malka. The waiter of the king was passing by. Chazi Ravashi de Marzutra. Ravashi saw Marzutra de Chavar Ape. His face turned pale because the waiter was bringing very tasty food. Shakal be'etzba ase. He took some with his finger. Anachle be'pume. And he put it in the mouth of Marzutra. Amarle, the waiter said, Afsidus l'sudasa de Malka, you're ruining the meal of the king. You're ruining the meal of the king. Amrule, so they said to him, Amai tavid hachi. They said to the police, said to him, why are you doing this? Amrlehu, man de avid hachi pasamach l'ma'achal de Malka. Someone who produces food like this is disqualified from making food for the king. Amrule, they said to him, am I, why? Amrule, they said to him, am I, why? Why would, what's wrong with the way the waiter made the food? Amrulehu, davar acher chazoybe, I saw the pig that he was serving had leprosy. The pig meat, swine, flesh of the swine, was prone to leprosy. The Gemara even says that out of 10 measurements of leprosy, pigs took 9 of them. Badku, so they did investigate. Well, Ashka, they didn't find any leprosy. Shakal etzva'asi, he took his finger, anachale, and he put on it. Amrulhu hacha mi badkisa, did you check this spot? Badku, they checked the spot, ashkechu, they found. Basically, Rav Ashi had a miracle happen to him, that he was able in the last second to point out leprosy in the swine meat. Amrulei Rabbanan, the rabbi said, my time asam chasanisa, why do you rely on a miracle? Amrulehu, he said to them, chazoi ruach tsarasta kaparcha ilave. I saw a spirit of leprosy floating over this meat, so it seemed like floating over, Marzutra, Rashi says. So that was like a signal from heaven that there was an issue of leprosy with the pig meat. Fine.
Ahura. He gave him chazir meat?
Yeah, so good question. In other words, did Rav Ashi give Marzutra chazir meat to eat? It seems like he did. Why did he? Because his life seemed to have been in danger. Now, it doesn't mean he ate it, but he tasted it, which is more lenient than eating it. Ordinarily, you can't taste it either. But like we saw, it could literally cause a person, could be fatal. If someone has a craving for a food and he's not allowed to partake of it. So Rav Ashi basically saved Marzutra's life. Hahu Roma, there was a Roman, the Amar Lala Hi Itza, he said to a woman, Mincivously, marry me. Amrale, she said to him, Loi, no. So what did he do? Azel, he went, I see, he brought Rimoini Pali. Rimoini, he brought pomegranates Pali, he cracked it open. The Achal, Kama, and he ate it before her. Kalmaya ditsarile, all the saliva that distressed her, balase, she swallowed it, which is very unhealthy. It could be very damaging when a person has a craving and they swallow that saliva. Vilay havla, he did not give her any of the pomegranates. Ad dizugla, until her face and stomach bloated, and she became like a bell, like she became translucent because her skin stretched out. L'soif, Amarla, in the end, he said to her, I masini lach, if I heal you, mincevisli, will you marry me? Amarla, in, yeah, because I'm going to die if you don't heal me. Azal, he went, I see rimani pili, he brought pomegranates, he cracked it open, v'achal kama, Amarla, he said to her, kamaya detzar lach, any spittle that distresses you, tuf, shadoi, tuf shadoi. Spit and throw it out. Spit and throw it out. Adenafgumina, until it came out of her, ki hutso yarka, like a leaf, a green leaf, ve'itzias, and she was healed. Bottom line is, it's a difficult, dangerous situation to be where you have a craving and you can't satisfy it. Now, the Mishnah said that one of the jobs that a woman has to do is she's oisa betsemer. She works with wool. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, betsemer in bepishtim loy. Wool, yes. Linen, no. Masnisin mani. Who's the Mishnah like? Rabbi Yehuda hi. It's Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani we learned in Braisa. Einoi koife. A husband cannot force his wife, loy lamay lufnei aviv, not to serve his father. V'loy lamay lufnei b'nai, not to serve his son. V'loy litein tevin lufnei behemtoi, not to give straw to his animal. A horse, a donkey, because they are primed for relations, and she may give in to it, and therefore you can't force her to give straw before the animal. You could force her to give straw before his cattle, who are not so lustful for relations. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afenoi koyfalasis bepishdan." You also can't force her to work with linen, with flax. Flax makes the mouth smell. It makes the lips swell. So it makes the mouth smell, and it makes the lips swell. What are we talking about? Roman flax. So the Mishnah that says you could force her to work in wool and not linen is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Afilu Echnisa Loi Meyashvachas. Rabbi Lezer says, even if she brings in 100 maidservants, you could force her to work. Shehama Batala Mevia Lidei Shiyamam. Amarav Malkiyai. Amarav Adabar Abba. Halacha Rabbi Lezer. Rav Malkiyai said that halacha is like Rabbi Lezer, that you could force her to work even if she brings in servants. Amar Rav Chanina Braid Rav Ika. Rav Chanina, the son of Rav Ika, said, Shifoid, the halacha of a spit, in Meseches Beya, the halacha of Shifoid in Mesechta Beya, a spit, the halacha of a spit that was taught in Mesechta Beya, Shvachais, the halacha of Shvachais that was taught here. Gumais, the halacha of a guma that was taught in Masechta Nida. Those were taught by Rav Malkiyai. Mem Lamed Chaf Yud Vav. Beloiris, the halacha of leaving, Goyim would leave locks of their hair. So Rav Malkiyai, there was a halacha, you would not be allowed to cut until there to create these locks. You would have to leave some hair before. Efer mikle, or putting burnt ashes on a wound, which is avodah zara. Ugvina, and the cheese of a non-Jew, Rav Malkiya. So some of them were taught by Malkiyai, and some of them were taught by Malkiya. So shvoid, shvachis, and gumais, Rav Malkiyai. Beloiris, Efer, Amikla, and Gvina, Ramalkiyai. Three of them are Mishnayis, Shvachos, Bleiros, and Gvina. And three of them are Amoraic statements. And Rav Malkiah and Rav Malkiah explained it. So according to this, there's no rhyme or reason for who taught Tanaitic statements and who taught statements of Amoraim. But the Gemara says a tradition, which ones were taught by Rav Malkiah and which one were taught by Rav Malkiah. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa said, Masnisin u Masnisa Rav Malkiah. Mishnayis and Braisas are Malkiah. Shmaitza, Gemara's Rav Malkiah. Vesimanach, the simon is, Masnisa Malkisa. A Braisa is like a queen. Vis-a-vis an Amorah statement, a Braisa is like a queen. And Malkiah is like a queen. Malkiah is a king. Is like Lashon Zachar. What would the nafkamina be? The nafkamina be v'simanach masiz malchus ma'abinayu ikibinayu shvachais. The nafkamina would be shvachais. Namely, so basically, we're saying that Rav Malkiah was taught Mishnayis and Braisas. Gemara's Rav Malkiah. Now, Gavina, Shvachais, Bleiris, and Gavina are Mishnas, and Rav Chanina Breid Ravika said that Shvachas were taught by Rav Malkiah, but according to Rav Papa, Shvachas had been taught by Rav Malkiah because it's a Mishnah. Now, the truth is, Shvachos, Bleiros, and Gvina . Well, let's get this straight. Rav Chanina Breid Ravika said Shvoid, Shvachos, and Gumos, Rav Malkiah, Bleiros, Efer Mikla, and Gvina, Rav Malkiah. But now we're saying Rav Malkiah said all the Braisos. And Shvachos are a Braisa. Bleiros and Gvina are a Braisa. So the only nafkamina is Shvachos. But the Gemara's which ones were the Gemaras? So Shvachos, Bleiros, and Gavina are Mishnayis. But Shvoid, Gumais, and Efer Mikla are Gemaras. So really, there's more than a nafkamina of Shvachos. But Rashi explains that Rav Papa is only arguing on the simon of Rav Malkiah. He says Shvachos, Rav Malkiah said, but it's not true. Meaning, the first siman Shvoid Shvachos Rav Malkiah. So he's arguing. He's saying no, Shvachos Rav Malkiah said. But the truth is, anything which is Gemara Rav Malkiah, Rav Papa is saying Rav Malkiah said. So there's more than one nafkamina. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. So the Mishnah said that there were two opinions that a woman has to work. Rabbi Lezer said in the Mishnah that even if you brought in 100 shvachais, you could force a woman to work betsemer because batala brings to arayos. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even someone who's madder his wife from doing melacha is yoytze v'yitin ksuba because batala brings to shiyamam. And the question is, what's the difference between Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Elazar says it brings to zima. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it brings to shiyamam. Says Gemara, hainu tanakama. That's the same sheet as a tanakama. Says Gemara, no, there's an afkamina. Ikabinayu. The difference is, dimitalala bigurasa kitnaisa. A woman who plays with little dogs, little puppies. Or the nader shir. Or a woman who plays board games, like chess. So there, she's not going to be bored. But the fact that she plays these inane games means it will bring her to arayos. So it depends. Why does a woman have to work even if she has a cleaning lady? If it's because she's bored, so then if she does, she WhatsApps all day, so she won't be bored. Okay, but she will be promiscuous. So in that case, that would be the nafkamina. What's the main concern? Is it her boredom? In other words, so that she doesn't go insane? Or is it that it's going to lead to lewd behavior? Okay, new topic. Hamadir es ishtoi mitashmish hamita. One who takes a neder. Now he doesn't aser his wife in tashmish hamita because she owns the tashmish hamita. He's required to live with her and provide her with intimacy. But Rashi says the case is the person says, I make a neder that I'm not going to get hana from tashmish. Now that would then mean, even though the neder is chal, but she's not going to be able to have relations with him, so he is not going to be able to fulfill his obligations. Beishamai omrim shtei shabbosos. Beishamai says, if you made a neder for two shabbosos, then you she'll have to wait it out. But more than that, you have to divorce her and give her a ksuba. Beis Hillel says Shabbos achas. One Shabbos, the nether is effective, and she'll have to wait it out. Now, Hatalmidim yoytzin l'talmud Torah. Students who are learning in the yeshiva, they could go out for Torah study, shaloi b'rishus, without the rishus of their wives, shaloi shum yoyim, 30 days. Now, normally, the responsibility of a Talmud Chacham to provide Tashem Shamita is once a week, Friday night. But that's under normal circumstances. But if he wants to go out of the city to learn, so normally the students learned in the city. So he would come home for Shabbos and provide Tashem Shamita. But if he wanted to go away for 30 days, he would be allowed to do that without Rishus. Hapoyalim Shabbos Achas. Workers, as we're going to see, are responsible to be intimate twice a week. But they could go away for work without permission for 1 week. Ha'oina ho'amura b'Torah. Says the Mishnah, this is the responsibility of marital relations that is said in the Torah. Ha'tayolin b'chol yayim. People who are, we'll see what job this is, but people who have a very easy local job every night. Ha'poyolim workers, shtayim b'Shabbos, twice a week. Hachamarim, donkey drivers, achas b'Shabbos, once a week. They have more laborious jobs. It tires them out once a week. Hagamolim, camel drivers, achas l'shoshim yom, once every 30 days. They travel further. Hasapanim, captains, achas l'shisha chadash, once every 6 months. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So now the question is, why does Beis Shammai say you can make another for 2 weeks? That a woman could go without tashmish for 2 weeks, and Beis Hillel says 1 week. My time in the Beis Shammai. Gamri miyoylada. She learns it out from a woman who gave birth, Nekeva, to a girl, where the husband's also for 2 weeks. That means a woman reasonably could tolerate being 2 weeks without Tashma Shamita. But Beis Hillel, Gamri yoylada zachar. Beis Hillel says you learn it out from having a baby boy, where she's also for 1 week. So Gemara asks, Beis Hillel, nami nigmar miyoylada Nekeva. Why doesn't Beis Hillel learn it out from giving birth to a girl? Says Gemara, the truth is, if he learned it out from giving birth, hachanami, he would have learned it out from a girl, because we see a woman could go 2 weeks without tashmish. Ala Beis Hillel, minida gamrila. Beis Hillel learns it out from a nida, who's only aser for 1 week. But my kamiflugi, so what's the machlokes? Why does Beis Shammai say we learn it out from a woman who gave birth to a girl, and Beis Hillel says we learn it out from a nida? Mar savra midi d'shchech midi d'shchiach. Beis Hillel says, we'll learn out something which is common. Husbands commonly get angry at their wives, and they say, I'm not going to give you Hanos Tashmish. We learn out something which is common from something which is common, namely, Anida. Having a baby is not common. Nidos is every month. Umar Sar Beis Shammai says, Midi dehu garam la mimidi dehu garma. Something that he causes, namely a neder, from something he causes. He causes her to have a baby. He doesn't cause her to be a nida. Now the Gemara says something very interesting. A machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, Rav said, machlekes b'mafarish. The machlekes of whether you have to wait a week or two is if he explicitly says, I ask for you for a week or two. Avol b'stam, what if he just makes a nether indefinitely? I ask her tashmish. Divrei akol yoytzi la'altar. Everyone says he divorces her immediately, v'yitein ksuba, and he gives a ksuba. Ushmuel amar, Shmuel says, afilu b'stam nami yamtin. Even stam, she also waits. Even if he makes a nether stam, that you're also in tashmish, Nami Yamte. He also has to wait. Meaning, he doesn't divorce her right away. Maybe he'll find a Pesach to annul the nether. Shema Yimtza Pesach Anidroi. So Rav says they only argue if they explicitly make it for a week or two. But if he makes it indefinitely, he goes out right away. And Shmuel says, no, even if he makes it indefinitely, it's Machlekes. Says the Gemara, Ha Pligi Bachada Zimna. But they argue about this one time. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Hamadar Sishim Elahanuslai. Let's say somebody made a nether, a koinam, that you can't get enough for 30 days. He's not answering Tashmish, because that's not Chal, he's Meshubba to her. It's talking about where he says, I'm not going to feed you. But he's Meshubba to that. The Gemara later on says, it's talking about where he says, you keep your handiwork and I will not support you. Be it as it may, if someone makes a nether not to give Hana to his wife for 30 days, Yamed Parnis, he appoints a patron to support her. Yoyser Mikan, more than that, Yoytzi Vitein Ksuba, he divorces her and gives her Ksuba. V'amar Rav, Rav said, Loi Shana Ela B'Mefaresh. That's only if you explicitly said 30 days. Or more than 30 days. If you said 30 days, then you could keep her. More than 30 days, Yoytzi Vitein Ksuba. You said 50 days, he divorces and gives a Ksuba. Abastam. But if you just say indefinitely, Yoytzi La'altar. You have to divorce her immediately, Vitein Ksuba. Ushmuel amar afilu b'stam nami. Even stam, you don't divorce her right away, but you wait 30 days. Why? Shama yimsa pesach l'nidroi. You might find an opening for his nether. So why do I need these two cases, where both cases Rav says, it's only if you said it explicitly, but if you said it indefinitely, everyone says you get divorced right away. And Shmuel says in both cases, even stam, you could wait around until she finds a Pesach to be mater the nether. Says the Gemara, Tzricha, I need both of them. Diyamar Baha, if I only had that case, a case where a person asers tashmish, that's when Rav says you get divorced right away. Baha Kamar Rav, you know why Rav says you get divorced right away? Mishum Delay Efshar Beparnas, you can't appoint someone to have relations with her in your stead. Avobahi, but in the case of your Mater Her Stam, the Efshar Beparnas, where you could appoint a Parnas. Maybe there, Ema Maidilei L'Shmuel, that you'll still, even if you made a nether stam, you wait 30 days, maybe he'll find a Pesach for the nether. V'yemar Bahi, and if I only had the case of the food, maybe only over there Shmuel says wait, Bahach, Amar Shmuel, there Shmuel says to wait, because it's possible to appoint a Parnes. Aval Baha, but in the case of Tashmish, maybe Shmuel would agree that if you make a nether stam, Yoytzi V'yiteng Suba. Aval Baha, In the case of Tashmish, Ema Moidele L'Rav. Maybe he would agree to Rav that you have to divorce her right away. So Tzricha, I need both of these cases. Kerav Isai, we'll hold it over here. So this week we did the daf earlier on, so you have more time for Chazara. And tomorrow night at 8:30 is the Parsha Shir. Rav Isai, have a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.